To SA Global Explorer, brought to you by FNB Private. For advice that's as well travelled as you are, unlock invaluable, help changes everything. FNB is a division of First Rand Bank Limited, an authorised FSP and credit provider. Sintolisiwe works in Mozambique as a SA Global Explorer. Good morning.
Morning, Ryan. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. Listen, first things first. Now, we know how famous Mozambican chicken is. Is it that good? That is what I want to ask first up.
I guess it depends on the place you go to. I know where I stay, in Maputo. There is like a quite famous place called, I can't remember the name, but they sell like amazing chicken.
The best.
Yeah, it is the best. Yeah,
and seafood, I've always heard that the seafood in Mozambique is really good. Is it true?
I've never really tried their seafood, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I've never really tried their seafood, but I've heard from my colleagues that it is quite amazing as well.
And when I think of Mozambique, I think a lot about the beach as well. Do you spend a lot of time at the beach?
Not that much.
Okay.
It's either if we, as you know, friends or colleagues would go out, but I know I myself am quite a homey person, so I just go to work, come back from work.
And then you're there, you're at home. Now, speaking of going to work and coming back, what's the traffic like when you commute in Mozambique?
Yeah, the traffic is quite crazy, I would say, like, especially in the morning. I remember because before I stayed in Maputo, where the city is, I lived in a place called Matola. So there you have to like wake up early in the morning, you know, bright and early, say 6 o'clock. And then you catch a bus because there's like, you know, buses or taxis, you know, going straight from town. And even like public transport, like it's crazy. So you would, you know, already by when they reach Matola, the bus is already full, so you have to like squeeze yourself because you have no other choice.
Yes.
The reason is there's a lot of people that work in town, to be honest.
Oh, got you.
Yeah, so that's why there's like a lot of traffic coming from wherever they are to town.
We're chatting to Sintolisiwe. We're talking about living in Mozambique as a South African. How much of the language is English, with Portuguese being the mother tongue in Mozambique?
Well, to be honest, English is quite rare. If you, you find someone who like speaks English, it's like, wow. You know, it's like a bonus for you.
Yes.
So even like, I know for myself, when I, you know, got there, I had to at least like affiliate myself with like a few words. It's like, how are you doing? Good evening, which is bon dia, botadi, or how are you? Como vai? Como estás? And then I would ask, do you understand English? Which means "Fala English."
Yes.
And then if they say no, then you know, okay, you have to go to your Google Translate, you know, to get and help them understand what it is you want, you know.
Listen, what's wrong with you? Like on a social front, like music, what's popular there at the moment?
So it's like Afropop.
Afropop, yeah, got you.
Afropop, a bit of hip hop. They like Amapiano music from South Africa.
Just that beat. That beat is so addictive. Listen, we miss you. We wish you everything of the best this week. And we thank you so much for taking some time out of your life in Mozambique to chat to us back in Cape Town.
Yes.
Thank you. Ciao.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
Bye.
Catch SA Global Explorer again next week, Wednesday, on the Round the Corner Breakfast Show. It is brought to you by FNB Private. If you've ever travelled, lived or worked abroad, we want to hear about your experiences. Get to smilefm.co.za and share your stories with us. It's